Welcome to the King County Administrative Land Use Authority meeting of June 11th, 2025. We have two agenda items. Our first agenda item is amending and vacating a subdivision plat and vacating a 5-foot public utility easement. And we have to do that by ordinance 20-15. This is in the Bryce Meadows development, lot 12, unit 6F in Bryce Woodlands Estate subdivision. And we will be, I've got the wrong one.
Maybe the movie hasn't started yet.
Okay, so this one, okay, how come I've got both?
You need to drag it out to that screen to have it show up on the...
This edge is just not nice. This isn't the right one still, though. See what I'm saying? Mm. It's the...
Do you need to go into the Alua file?
Because there's Bryce... Is that, yeah, let me just do that. That it could be easier.
Only between the
you didn't
house
there.
And the addition.
So.
Yeah. All other three sides you can't.
Didn't click out of there, but okay, so.
Go to the house, basis.
We'll just go with this one. I'm going to see the latest.
You could have windows.
Okay. So what we're going to do is just go over the amending and extending a subdivision plat and vacating a 5-foot public utility easement by proposed ordinance 2025-16, the Maggie Family Trust. So is what they're doing is on this one, they are extending just like that.
Let's take it from here and grab it over just so he can see.
Okay. There we go, thanks. So they are taking this lot and they're extending it and making it a 1.01 acre lot. And the reason they have to have a public hearing is they are vacating a 5-foot public utility easement. They got all of the termination agreements that are needed by the private water company in this case, Garkane and South Central. And then they want to add new lot 35 and new lot 36. So that is why it's amending and extending the subdivision. And the reason they were allowed to do this is the next project they actually vacated to. So this has been reviewed by the engineer, civil science. Everything is in order. And so I am recommending this project to go to the commissioners with ordinance 2025-16. I'm now opening it up to public hearing if there's any comments. Okay, now that we don't have any comments, we'll go ahead and go to the next project. Wondering if the amended plat right there, right? Okay, but it's the same one. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So it's not like. Well, let's see if this is it.
No.
That's not it. So it's not the right one. So let me think. So you know what? I'm wondering
Did
if I can just go into my email. What's that?
Did you go into the Bryce Woodlands?
Yeah, that's what's weird is, see that? Both plats are the same plat.
First review, I got this one. Oh no.
Yeah, see the plats are the same plat on both projects.
How about that one?
So I would probably expect to see the two.
I'm going to, if I can get into my email.
That one,
monolithic.
No.
So what we'll do, or I could go in my email file. glad you came. We'll be better prepared next time.
I love your small town, Christy.
Well, there you go. Well, this law just barely changed for 2025. All of these always went to P&Z. The state feels like the P&Z should take more time doing ordinances and stuff instead of these, and they even renamed them simple boundary adjustments. They've always, for the last 15 years that I've been here, they've been lot joiners or amending and extending, and they've always had to go to the P&Z. So this is only our second meeting that it's just me. So it's very, very weird. And it is very small town to me. I still feel uncomfortable because it's not done in front of the public like it was in a P&Z meeting. But so these changes have come down from the state. So tonight's P&Z meeting is just ordinances. So, but is what we're doing is we're taking, they have lots 1, 2, and 3, and they're vacating lot 1.
Now, are there any utilities across there now?
They have to vacate this 5-foot utility at the back of the lot.
Oh, it's at the back.
Mm-hmm. And so they do have to vacate that to be able to vacate the lot, and that's why it requires a public hearing, and it has to go to the county commission because they're the legislative body, and they will approve the ordinance, which then gets recorded, and that's how the utility easements are vacated, and we have to have all utility companies, which usually is the Water Conservancy District, but in this case, this subdivision, it's a private water company, so we had to get their signature. So we have the water, power, and then South Central, which is
what if somebody has to come and put utilities in there?
So is what, that's why we have to have the utility company sign off, because most of the time, 9 times out of 10, the utility easements have been put in the front of the lots. These are older subdivisions before.
Yeah, and I noticed some last night they have that border all the way around the properties.
Right, and then a lot of them on Cedar Mountain, because we do a lot of them, are right down the middle, but the utility companies have already put them at the front. And so I have yet to have one that they won't sign off on.
Okay.
So, very good questions.
So
with that, our amended plat for lots 2 and 3 has been reviewed with Civil Science, our Kane County alternate engineer, and they recommend sending this to the Kane County Commission for approving ordinance 2025-15. Any questions? Any comments online? Do we have anybody online? Okay, not seeing anybody else online. We'll go ahead and close this public meeting. We are adjourned at 4:08 p.m.
That was it.